Okay, we are up to the mitzvah Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, the mitzvah 551, the mitzvah of Shatnez. The Torah tells us, Lo Silba Shatnez. One is not allowed to wear Shatnez. What does Uncle say? How do you translate Shatnez? Shatneza. Hard word to translate. Semer Ufishtim Yachtav. Wool and linen together. That is the Isser. Rashi just quotes Shatnez is Lashon Iruv, a Lashon of mixing, a mixture. Chazal say it's from a conjunction of three words, shua, tavui, venuz, as we will get to by the Shem in a couple of minutes. That's the Isser of Shatnez, the final Isser related to mixtures of kilayim. So we've had kilay behema, two of them, cross-breeding and cross-working. We've had kilay zra'im, kilay hakerem, two parts of kilay hakerem. And finally we have kilay begadim, what we call Shatnez. Lifted off in the Torah, as we know, right after Shatnez is the mitzvah of tzitzis, which we've had already before, but here it says it again, gedilim ta'aselach, make gedilim for you, strings, al arba, kanfas kusus chashat achaseba, and this is one of the makaros for asi dechalosa say that you can have tzitzis even if they are Shatnez. Okay, so now let's get into the Isser of Shatnez, one of the lamaisa unique mitzvos that we have. Every mitzvah is unique. But let's see the uniqueness of this mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shlo Nilbash Beged Mechubar Mitzemer U'Pishkim. We're not allowed to wear a beged that is intertwined with wool and linen. V'zeo Shenikra Shatnez V'alzeh Nemar L'Silva Shatnez Semer U'Pishkim Yachtav. So, messages of the mitzvah. So, first message of the mitzvah is that there is no message, right? This is one of the examples that Chazal always quote, being a chok. Being a chok, paraduma, shatnez, right? There are a few of them, vasa b'chalav, but there are a few of them that are always quoted. Shatnez is one of them. Shatnez and paraduma, the two that are always quoted to be examples of chukim. The Rambam quotes these in his Hakdamah to Pirkei Avos and Shmona Prakim, where he discusses the chilik of the Rishonim before him and the Gaonim, the difference between shimios and sichlios. This is obviously one of the shimios, says the Rambam, shatnez. But even so, there are a couple of suggestions made for messages that we can get out of Shatnez. Number one, he says, Remez Bisharshia Mitzvah, look what I wrote in the mitzvah of Mechashefa. So for that, we have to look back to mitzvah Samach Beis. That's what the Chinuch tells us to do. So if you look back at Samach Beis, that's where he discusses. We've mentioned this a number of times over the mitzvos. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created certain forces in the world, but not all of them are meant to be used, and not all of them are meant to be mixed and creating forces, even though there's going to be an effect. There's going to be an effect, like Rov Rishonim say. Still, we are not allowed to do it. Shashem Baruch Hu Sam Betchilas HaBriya. Hashem placed the beginning of the Briya. L'chol Davar V'davar Midivrei Olam. Regarding everything in the world. Teva. A certain natural power. Lif'ol Pu'ulaso Tova V'yishara. L'tovat B'nei Ha'olam Asher Bara. For the good of people. V'tziva Kol Echad Lif'ol Pa'alo L'mineyu. And he commanded each item, each creation, to do what it's supposed to do. L'minehu al nivraim v'gama kol echad v'echad. And on each person, there's a hierarchy of powers. Hierarchy of powers, but there can't be mixing powers. Yesh lam pula acheres b'his arvam min mehen min acher. If you mix them, there's going to be a difference of even if we might not be able to see the difference, but in the spiritual realm, there are certain mixtures that are not meant to be had. And this is one of those mixtures. Shatnez is one of those mixtures. They are not meant to be together. There's a lot of symbolism here. Many Mefarshim connect this to going back to the early story of Cain and Hevel. For example, the Pirkei Derb Elazar, in the Perek Chaf Aleph, where he talks all about Cain and Hevel. So there, Bishua Ben Karcha Omer, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Yisarvu Minchas Cain VeHevel LaOlam. The mincha of Cain and the mincha of Hevel shall never be put together, right? Zera Pishtim, right? That's what Cain brought, and Hevel brought Mibacharost, so no. He bought wool. So wool and Pishtim, those are the two, Cain and Hevel, never the twain shall meet. That's what it says. Al Yisarvu Minchas Cain VeHevel LaOlam, Shema Chas V'Shalom, Yisarvu Be'ereg Beged, Chas V'Shalom, it'll be woven together, Shenamer Lo Silba Shatnez, Afilu Himuru Chachas, Lo Ya'ale Alecha. Even if it's there is, it's soft. It should not be on you, as the pasuk says earlier in Vayikra, Beged Kilayim Shatnez Lo Ya'ale Alecha. So this is the tzivui that comes out of Cain and Hevel. They cannot mix. Nichnasa Reb Tzadok Omer, Nichnasa Kina, V'sina Gedola B'libo Shal Cain, Shal Nirtes Minchaso Shal Hevel. Right, that Son was accepted and not the Zerapishtan. But there's a lot of symbolism, magical symbolism, to these powers mixing of Cain and Hevel. The Rambam, as he usually does, regarding mitzvos, writes in Mar Nevuchim that many of the Komrim, many of the leaders of Avodah Zarah used to wear begadim that were made out of shatnez, and that is why we can't. As the Rambam says, by many mitzvahs, anti-Avodah Zarah. We know, though, that there are some of the Big Day Kahuna that were made out of shatnez as well, right? Some of the Big Day Kahuna, not all of the Big Day Kahuna, but some of them. The Avnate of the Kohen Gadol, Machlokas, about the Avnate of the Big Kohen Hedyo, but either way, there's a couple of them, but they were allowed to have shatnez in them because of the principle of Aseh, Dochelos Aseh. There is a Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid about the Big Day Kahuna, whether they're only Doche, they're only allowed to wear them Bishas Avoda, or even not Bishas Avoda. The last, the Rambam in Hilchas Kelayim, Kohanim Shalavshu Big Day Kahuna Shlo Bishas Avoda. Afilu B'Mikdash, let's say a Kohen puts on his Big Day Kahuna when he's not doing the Avoda, not the second after he does the Avoda. But let's say for no reason, Logan, he gets Malkus Mepnei Ha'avnate, Shehu Kilayim, V'lo Hutrubo Ela B'Shas Avoda. It's only Mutter B'Shas Avoda, Shehi Mitzvah Saseh, Kimo HaTzitzis. Just like here, it's only allowed Tzitzis, because of Asi Dochalos Saseh, if we're doing the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, Bishle Musa, with Tcheles, with Tzitzis, so then we could wear, have wool and linen, so to Kohanim, only when they're doing the Avoda. That's the Sheet of the Rambam and the Ravid argues on him in this regard. The Rambam says, the Ravid says, Ta bazeh shari amru biyuma, looked in Yuma, it says even b'shalobashas avodis mutter. Aye, the Avnate, what about the Choshen and the Ephod? They also have Kilayim. Why does he only mention the Avnate? Okay, the Radvaz tries to defend the Rambam. maybe the Avnate was the only one that was soft. The others were hard. V'od yishlomar delagabe kohen gadol. Dechsid meim in a mikdash lo yetzi hu tukad layim lagabe. Wow, fundamental answer. The Rambam mentions Avni because the Rambam's talking only about a Kohen Hedyot, and maybe he has the limit of Bishas Avoda. But a Kohen Gadol, maybe he's different. Maybe a Kohen Gadol even Shalom Bishas Avoda. Right, that is the second answer of the Radvaz. Then he calls another answer. There's a big discussion in the Shagas Aryeh. He brings many riots to the Ravid. In this regard, he likes the Ravid, but either way, this is an important discussion of the Aseh versus Lo Saseh. Okay, so that is the Rambam's reason for the mitzvah. Again, anti-Avodah Zarah, even though some of our begadim also have. So, Medina Mitzvah, let's get into some of the halachas. Number of halachas relating to the mitzvah of Kilayim, and this is discussed in Yoredeya. Yoredeya has a couple of simanim about Shatnez, Simon Reish, Tzadi Ches, through mitzvah, through Simon Shindalin. We'll get to as many of those at the later, Bez Hashem, if we have time. So, Medina Mitzvah, let's get to the basics. What's the Isser Da'araisa? So this is a machlokas rishonim. What does the chinuch say? Shein aser min haTorah micheret semer upishtim. Right, the iser is only when it is shua tavui venuz. Meaning, if I wear a wool sweater and then I wear a linen sweater on top of it, both of them, that's not the iser daraisa. That's for sure not the iser daraisa. It's only when it's shua tavui venuz. What are those three? That's a good question. Tavui venuz basically are straightforward. Shua is unclear. Shua bifnei atzmo, what does that mean? The chinuch says, taruf. That means mixed together. Mixed together. If you look in Rashi, in a number of places, Rashi says combed. Combed out. So it has to be combed out. Tavui, bifnei atzmo, it has to be spun into thread. Vinoz, and then woven. What does that mean? V'cheina pishtan, kamochein, shua v'tovi v'nuz bifnei atzmo, v'yachra chibrim yachad. What does the Sefer HaChinuch say? When we have the word shatnez, shua tavui v'nuz, the chinuch here is holding like the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that means each one of the ingredients, the pishtan and the tzemer, have to be separately shua tavui v'nuz, and then they have to be combined. That's the Isser Daraisa of Shatnez. Rashi, in a few places, argues. Rashi says, no, it means together they have to be Shua Tavui Vanuz. It's not a prerequisite to make these into the chefses, which would then become Shatnez. No, this is the creation of Shatnez. That's a machlokas. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, it's quoted, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it in Maseches Yevamos. On Daf Hey, Machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos, and Tosfos at the end of Maseches Nida. But this is the Chinuch. The Chinuch holds like a Tam that has to be separately and then combined. Mikivan Shasav and Shnei Sharim Zeu Shatnez Da Araisa Lulkos Alav. Right when you combine them with two knots, other Rishonim say one knot, that is Malkus Da Araisa. Not for the combining, Right? If you combine it, that's just you've created something that can be used. It can be a michshol. That's what you've created. But once you wear it, as we'll see, that's the Isser Daraisa with Malkus. Aval kol zman shelo nasu bem shlosha ha-malachos shekasavnu. If you didn't do these three, shua tavui vanuz, by each of these ingredients, ein ze shatnez daraisa ela midrabanan. Kidas ksas b'farshim. Then it'll be shatnez drabanan if you're missing any of these three. V'yein lokan lev, you're not going to get Malkus for that. Aval midrabanan aser kol shenasu ben achas ben ha-malachos. If you have one out of three, any of them, and then you put it together, that's going to be Durabanan, all three are the Araisa. He then quotes, though, that some of Farshim, and he's alluding to the Rambam, some of Farshim say even just one of them could be the Araisa. The Kesef Mishnah says, Bedas HaRambam, that even Shua, even the first one, is enough for the Araisa. Arug v'tavui, any of the second or third stage, that's not, if you just have those, that's not the Araisa. But just Shua could be the Araisa. So, various stages of the development of the material. V'yamar zachorin levacha v'yter. B'inyan zeh. Afilu eser masoz al gavzu. V'kalayim tachteyem. Even if I have 10 mattresses and the bottom under it is kilayim, I'm not allowed to sit on there. There's a gzeira. There's a gzeira. Even though the iser daraisa is to wear kilayim, there is a gzeira. You're not allowed to even be on top of kilayim. Gzeira, it might roll over and go on me. Meaning if I have a beged on the floor and I'm sitting on the beged, then it might go up a little bit and be considered a levisha, and that would be an issur daraisa. So there's a low plug, even if I'm on top of 10 mattresses and the bottom one is kilayim, that's also included in the iser. But this is also a discussion that we shown him, the chinuch holds, only if it's soft. If it's soft, so then even if it doesn't go up on me, actually, I'm not allowed to sit on it because of gzeira. There's a chshash kricha. But if it's hard, and I'm not directly on top of it, then it's mutter even on a drabanan level. Even on a drabanan level. Good. What else does Shatnez apply to? Yerushalmi Amru, Karmic Sasos. Yerushalmi talks about pillows, sheets, blankets, Apa Bishin, Kushin, Bimaleim, even though they're hard when they are full. Asr Leishav Aleim, you're not allowed to sit on them. Why? Lefishin Nechpalin Ala Yoshiban, any type of pillow, blanket, that goes up on a person. Therefore, one has to make sure that there is no Shatnez. Aval Barachin, Delek Shash Halah, Mutr Leishavim, Kivan Shein Kushin. Okay. Vitamo Inyan, what is the reason behind all of these Isurei Drabanan? What's the Daraisa? What's the Drabanan? Mipnei Shakasiv Asar Shatnez Belashon Levisha. Because the Torah uses a Lashon of Levisha. Lo Silba Shatnez. Klomar Derech Malbishu. Sha'asir V'lo Binyan Acher. All of these are only Drabanan, not Daraisa. Because there's no Isur Hana'a from Shatnez. There's only an Isur Hana'as Levisha from Shatnez. And therefore, if I wear it, it's going to be Daraisa. If I do something close to wearing it, based on what Chazal said, that is going to be Drabanan. And that's why he quotes that some of his rebbeim matured certain types of hats that are used to protect from the sun, because that is not called a levisha. Others are machmir regarding that, but that is the isser. The isser is described as levisha. Related to that, there's a number of important points that he brings up, and then the Menchas Chinuch. Number one, mitam zeh, says the Chinuch, the derech malbush asra Torah, since the only isser is if you wear a derech levisha, he tiru gam kein lomochrei ksus. Somebody who is modeling a piece of clothing, mochreksus, you're carrying your clothing throughout from village to village, you're just wearing it to transport, limkar kedarkon, you could wear it and sell it as it's on you, ubilvad, as long as you don't have kavanah to get hana from it. Shalo yechavnu lehischameim bahen klal. Umikom makom, right, period. He said, Mikom makom, avi shetiru davar zeh, even though this is mutter, the tsnuin, and those who are chasidim, they are mafshil, they put it behind them, they put it like on a stick, so it is not on them. So this is really a Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos and the Chav Tesma Beis. And this is a difficult Gemara. The Rishonim are bothered by it. Why should this be mutter? Right? The Mishnah says in Kilayim, quoted there, that mochrek sus are allowed to wear it. The question is why? Why are they allowed to wear it? So Tosfos is even forced to say there, Chav Tesma Beis and Shabbos, it must be a case which is not psik reshe. Right, it must be that you're wearing other clothes that you're already protected with, so this is not really adding any protection to you, and that's why it's mutter. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says it's mutter. The question is, why isn't this a psik reisha? Why isn't this aser d'oraisa? Right, we know psik reisha applies out of Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara has it by Nazirus and other contexts, so this should be psik reisha. So one answer is Tosfos is not a psik reisha. The Ran in Chulin, that Achronin quote, the Ran Taflam Bezim and Alf and Dafi Rif in Chulin says, psik reisha does not apply to Isurei Hana'a. The Chiddush of the Ran, a lot of lumdis related to that Ran, why there isn't psik reisha, right? It goes to the root of psik reisha, is psik reisha ki'ilu. you had kavana that you did it, so maybe you can't apply that to Hana, or is it just a mitzuref, a combined, a connected maisa? Either way, there's a big discussion in the Achronim. The Shar Yosher talks about this in Shar Gimel Perach Hafei at length, discussing this Ran. But that's Tosfos and that's the Ran. But the Chinuch doesn't seem to say either of those. So the Chinuch seems to be going with the approach of the Ramban and the Ran and others. And that is, even if I'm getting Hana from it, and even if it's Psik Reisha, it's still going to be Mutter. Why? Because this is not called Hana'as Levisha. Hana'as Levisha is only when your Kavana is to, that's part of the definition of the Malacha. Your Kavana is to get protection from it. But if your Kavana is to wear it, to model, to wear it, to transport, so that is not cool. That's not the Isser of Shanis. The Isser of Shanis has Kavana as part of the definition of the Isser. Says the Ramban. This is the Ramban in Kuf Yud Aleph in Shabbos. Umashahita Reb Shimon Lamoch Reksus Labosh Kelayim Mishum Delo Asra Torah Ela Malbush Shestamo Lahana'a Avo Kishain Lo Mimenu Hana'a Lav Malbushu Ela Masui Ba'alma. What do you mean no Hana'a? You are getting Hana'a. The answer is if you don't have Kavana for the Hana'a, it's not called Hana'a Slavisha. And therefore it will be mutter. Related to this is an important discussion of lemaisa. Let's say you go to a store to buy a suit. So you're going to get the suit check for shatnez, but you ought to try on the suit before you get a check for shatnez. And what if you know for sure that it has shatnez in it? Then you ought to try it on. So that's a discussion. That's a machlokas haposkim. The Chachmas Adam quotes those that are matir. The Chachmas Adam in Klal Kufav quotes, Yesh matirin, afilu lelavsho, imena osel, letzorach levisha agufo. If you're not doing it to wear, elo lahavir ameches. You're doing it because you have to pay taxes for everything that's in your suitcase, but not for what you're wearing. So you'll have to wear shatnez. So some say mutter, yeah. O kedei laharos midas arko v'rachbo lakonim. Or to show the length to buyers, or if the buyer's going to wear it. Kivan she'eno miskavin klalo levisha. That's mutter. And the Chachmas Adam doesn't like it. He quotes that daya, but he says, "Venira li to lekuliyama aser imrotsa liknos olav shalavisha liros imukimidaso." You're testing it out. That's called a levisha, mechavin lelevisha. So therefore, says the Chachmas Adam, machloket haposkim. I think the minhag olam in many circles is to be mako, because you don't even know for sure if it has shanis. You're going to check it out. You know, you put it on for a few seconds not really for protection. You take off other clothes which you're already protected. So obviously, you're not doing it for straight hanas levisha. Either way, that is an afkamina related to this as well. Next point in the chinuch that he quotes, very important also. Amr zecharim lavracha, Chazal tell us, the Rambam quotes it, kilayim ein lahem shir. There is no shir for kilayim. No shir. Even one thread, one wool thread in a huge linen baguette, asr's bakal shu, until you remove it. Asr, there's no shir. And this is the discussion of the Rishonim in Nida, daf samach aleph on the base. Tosfos question. Tosfos says, why isn't there a concept of bittul when it comes to kilayim? If you have so much of one of the materials, so much wool, and one tiny string of linen, why don't you say bittul? The Yomtomer Estosus Valiftul Baruba. Why don't you say bittul Barov? Just like Seir Nazir Shnerai Bebeged, if you have an Isser of the hair of a Nazir that somehow got woven into a Beged, there's bittul. That's something that's Aser Bana and it's Batul. So why here? Says Tosus, bittul Barov is only when you have Isser and Heter. Yesh lomar, delo shach bittul barov, ela, kishaha iser mu'urav beheter. Aval kilayim, sheshneyem heter, vine esarin al yedei ta'aroves. Here, you don't have two isurim, you have two mutter things. You put them together, they become aser. Bittul doesn't apply in that case. Kach aser amaruba kamo amuat. That's Tosfos. Bittul only applies when there's iser and heter opposites. You have two dvarim shel heter, they come together, there's no bittul. Ask the rush, the obvious question right there. What about basar b'chalav? Fasa b'chalav are also two items that are mutter, but once you put them together, they become aser. And there is bittul. There is bittul by fasa b'chalav. So says the Rush, no, but by fasa b'chalav, the ikir is the tam. Derech bishol asra Torah. Velo mikri fasa b'chalav, velo nesinas tam. Derech bishol is nesinas tam. So therefore, if it's batel, so then there's no more nesinas tam. So you're right, theoretically. It's three steps. Bittul only applies to items that are iser beheter, but not heter beheter. What about basar b'chalav? So the answer is because that's a unique type of iser. That's only nesinas tam derech bishul asra Torah, and that's why it is limited. Good. The Minchas Chinuch in Oz Dalid also points out, it's a Rambam. He just says, there's a Rambam that, I don't know where the Rambam got this from, but it's a unique Rambam. different about the Gersos of the Rambam, and the Rush asked the Rashba. The Rush and the Rashba were contemporaries. The Rush asked the Rashba about this Rambam, and we weren't Zochet to the answer. The Rambam says not only does the Isser of Shatnez apply to a wearer, but it's possible apply to a Malbish, someone who clothes someone else. Says the Rambam, second to last Rambam, in Hilchos Kelayim, Hamalbish es Chaveiro Kelayim. If Reuven puts Kelayim onto Shimon, so the Rambam's chiluk, according to the Girsa of the Frankel, im haya halovish mezid v'halov, if the one wearing it is mezid, then halovish loket, the lovish gets malchus, and the malbish violates lifnei iver l'sitin mechshol. But the im lo yada halovish, but if the lovish does not know shehabeged kilayim v'hamalbish mezid, the malbish knows hamalbish loket. Unbelievable. The halovish potter, the lovish is potter because he's shoging. The malbish gets is loke malchus. What kind of malchus? There's no malchus with lifnei iver. Right, there's another gear of the Rambam. You get malchus with lifnei iver. Very difficult, but it's a lash of a klalos. So what is this malchus for? Pashas for shatnis. There's an isser of halbasha, not just levisha? That's a huge chiddush. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Where does the Rambam get this from? Ve'amai loke, halok siv lo talbish. It doesn't say lo talbish, to cause, to wear, to dress. It has to be to wear. And he says, even in the, and watch there be a difference between mezid and shogeg. Mimanav Shachar, there's an Isra of Malbish. It should always be Usr. There must be some type of Mesorah, says the Kesef Mishnah, because the Rambam must have some source that you learn it out from the same word, Lovish and Malbish, that only one person can get the Aveira at once. If the Lovish is going to get the Aveira because he's Mazid, then he gets the Aveira and the Malbish does not get Malchus. If he's Shogeg, then the Malbish can get Malchus. But either way, that is a very big Kiddush of the Rambam. We continue a little more. The Isra applies always. Bizachar in a cave as men and women. Right, the famous story of the Stifler. He's on his way. He's taking a train to go meet his future wife, right, the Chazonish's sister, and he had thought that he'd sleep on the train. So he was up the whole night before learning, and he gets onto the train and he sees they have cushioned seats. He's not sure if they're shatnez. So he stands up the entire train ride. He gets to the date. He falls asleep in the middle of the date, and the sister says to the Chazonish, "Who is this person? He fell asleep on the date." See, they do a little more research and they realize he had to stand up. See, he was exhausted. He didn't get to sleep. So it all ended well and they got married. Vihover alzev, alavesh kilayim daraisa, if somebody violates and wears kilayim daraisa, or his kasa bohen, or just is covered by them, chayiv malchus. One is chayiv malchus in that case, kilayim darabanan, you get malchus maritus. Again, what if you're wearing kilayim all day? How many have eris? So it depends. If you get warned in between, if you keep getting warned and warned and you keep leaving it on, those are separate averis. Okay, there's a lot more here. There was a discussion a number of years ago about baseball mitts. Whether baseball mitts are shavut tishan is that called hanos lavisha? It's hanos lavisha, but lav dafka, you call that a beged. So that's a discussion in the postgim. A lot more here in the Simeon and Yoredeya. Machlokes Rambam and Rush. If you see somebody in the shuk wearing shatnez daraisa, do you have a chiv? Do you try to get it off of him? What if he's shogi? What if he doesn't know? It's a big discussion in the postgim, but we will have to leave it for now.